This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A West Batesville man has been charged with three felonies in connection with a break-in at the La Ilusion Mexican restaurant. Court documents say 20-year-old Luis Escarino was caught breaking into the restaurant on April 27th by the owner. The owner had stayed overnight at the business because of a recent break-in. Records say Escarino ran from the owner and escaped. Police later found him at a West Batesville residence and arrested him. They found also 16 individually packed bags of marijuana at the residence as well. Escarino then escaped from custody by crawling through a partially open window in a police unit, but was later captured. He's charged with commercial burglary, third-degree escape, and possession of marijuana with intent to deliver. His bond was set at $125,000 by Judge Cheney Taylor. In a weather-related arrest, an Independence County man was charged last evening with careless driving in a flooded area of East Batesville. Police say 26-year-old Venancio Garcia of Spring Valley Drive disregarded a traffic control barrier and drove into the flooded roadway. The vehicle stalled, flooding the engine and filling with water. No one was injured. Police say a wrecker service towed the car to a repair shop, and Garcia was cited for careless driving in a flooded roadway. Still a lot of state roadways in Arkansas that have been closed due to high water. Highways 14, 37, 69, and 122, sections of those roads in Independence County, still closed because of high water. And several roads in Jackson County, Highway 14, 18, 37, 42, a section of 69, as well as sections of 224, 226, and 384. Looking now at the latest we have on the river situation, the White River at Batesville currently at 19.88 feet. That was as of late this morning. And they still show it with a possible crest of 22.5 feet, although the local emergency coordinator thought it may have crested. Still, they could be letting some water out upriver, and as a result, that may have something to do with it. At Calico Rock, the crest was at 24.94, and it's down to 24.75 and apparently falling at this time. And the White River at Newport currently at 33.68 feet. That's around 9 o'clock this morning. And it shows a crest now of 1 foot less than was predicted earlier. It shows a crest of 35 feet. So there's been a change in that as well. And a helicopter has airlifted six Boy Scouts from Louisiana and their two adult leaders from the Albert Pike Recreational Area. High waters had stranded the group in the heavily wooded area in southwestern Arkansas. There were no injuries. And a Jonesboro man faces a felony charge after a courtroom fight yesterday. Authorities say Mr. Lattimore struck a Craighead County deputy several times in the face before dashing out of the courtroom. Other deputies used a stun gun to subdue him. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.